This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power Holdings. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FLUX. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Glad to be here.
You know, give my listeners who really didn't get a chance to maybe follow the program back in July when I had you on the show, give us a little background. You guys are in advanced lithium ion batteries. What exactly your company does?
Sure, Everett. We design, develop, manufacture, assemble, distribute lithium battery packs to power forklift equipment.
And as we know, now that Donald Trump's going to be in office here, 1st of January, I think there's going to be a lot of industrial going on, and that means more forklifts, more shipping. I think that's going to be a plus for your business.
Yeah, it is. The new administration should help growth, expansion, a lot of positive things. And for us, we are replacing legacy lead acid packs that power forklifts with much higher efficiency, higher performance, better technology packs that are driven by lithium ion chemistry.
You know, how is the progress going for ramping production and sales on the lithium packs for the forklifts? If the price of lithium goes up, does that deter your business a little bit?
No, I don't think it does. Most of the forecasts I've seen don't really project an increase in the price of lithium, which is about a third of the cost of our packs that power this forklift equipment. In fact, we see for our model right now a potential decrease over time as we start to produce in volume lithium packs going forward. Our all-in efficiency or cost of lithium for a customer is less than that for lead acid over a five-year period. So we really play on both a cost reduction over that time and an efficiency for their operation.
What is the life cycle of one of your batteries compared to the batteries that are been out there in the market for 10 or 15 years?
Yeah, the typical lead acid technology now is limited by the chemistry of lead acid, which has been around since 1913. There have been a lot of tweaks to try to get more out of it, but they've kind of got as much out of it as they can. The typical life in this environment, in this forklift environment and other related industries, is anywhere from 18 months to 2 years. Lithium, as tested and verified by third-party institutions, has up to a seven-year life based on a similar demands put on the equipment as the forklift would put on the equipment. And so ours is going to last three or four times as long as that year and a half to 2 year of lead acid.
Well, you know, I was going over some of your reports about a week before you coming on the show, and correct me if these numbers are wrong. In March, you guys did $117,000 in revenues. 3 months later, you did $164,000. Then recently, your third quarter, you did $293,000, which is about a 71% increase in revenues. What gives? I mean, why the traction going up so fast? Tell us, you know, the secrets of what's there's sales out there. Are you adding more salespeople to it? How are you finding your business?
Well, it really goes back to January 2014 when we introduced a lithium solution in the market. We've sold about 700 packs since then. Got a lot of experience into what customers really want, what's really important, best ways to achieve that, most efficient ways to achieve that. It's like anything, there's a lot of devil in the detail. So over this past year, we've made those improvements along with getting a UL listing. And so we're the only ones that offer this with a UL listing, which provides the assurance of safety. And along with that, we've done a lot of fit and function issues that we've learned from being in the marketplace and being, as a matter of fact, the recognized leader in the marketplace. So during this period, there was a lot of work done on achieving those objectives. And we achieved that UL listing earlier this past year and are now beginning to go back to go to our customers and ramp our production. We began ramping in August, and so we've continued that, and we expect our ramp to increase very significantly in the coming year as we now can bring this product that has been tested and vetted and the result of a lot of customer input.
My guest today is Ron Dutt. He is the CEO of Flux Power Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB. FLUX is their ticker symbol. A real company with real growing revenues. Tell us about your product launch of the airport GSE equipment. What is that?
That's a good question. We've always said our lithium battery pack that we have that powers forklifts is modular and scalable and could just as well power other equipment. And the sector that has come to us and said, we've looked at your product in forklifts, we think it, we really need it in this sector, and that's the airport baggage and cargo truck market. When you're in the airplane, you see those caravans with all your bags on them.
Exactly.
That have trucks that power them. And so the airport industry came to us, which was interesting, over a year ago, and asked us to develop a pack. And the pack uses the same design and engineering as our current pack. So it's just a natural product extension. We piloted it with a number of the key airlines. We have the interest of a number of the household name airlines in the United States. We've completed some successful piloting, and we're very excited about the coming year here to provide that sector with these packs.
So we are going to provide all the airports with this GSE equipment, and we have never penetrated that market before, right?
No, that's correct. We had to spend 4 months with one of the largest airlines, household names, having them test this, vet it. All of the piloting went flawlessly, and we're also, through our distributors and airport connections, approaching the other airlines. So we expect next year to be a breakout year with seeing Flux packs on these trucks at the airport.
So we've got a product, we got a roadmap. What is beyond the walkie pallet jacks and the airport GSE? What else is in store for us in 2017 for Flux Power?
You know, the forklift industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry just for the lead acid cells or whatever is powering and its batteries powering that equipment. And our strategy was to start with the smaller piece of equipment, these walkie pallet jacks, and then scale up to the bigger equipment. And our plan, which is we're already working on, is to offer a larger pack. Our packs are modular and scalable for lift equipment that lifts double, triple, quadruple the load. So we plan to introduce a pack for the end rider, which is like double the size of this walkie pallet jack we have now, which is the most numerous in the industry. And then also the forklifts that everybody is familiar with, that a person sits on the forklift and moves the heavier loads. And that is, in the industry parlance, called a class one and class two. And we plan to offer both of those this spring. There's a very large demand for those. And we've got those teed up, ready to go. We've got the engineering down, and we have the interest from the equipment manufacturers and the industry of the equipment, and also from many, many customers.
You know, you would think that, Ron, because I've been in warehousing before. My background is warehousing. And when you got those LPG gas tanks on the back of those forklifts, it really smells in those warehouses. It can't be that safe, and it surely can't be very helpful to the individuals that are in there. You would think that going electric with the lithium batteries would be such more healthier for the people that are working in those industries.
Oh, absolutely. And our focus has been the larger facilities around the country. They are typically have migrated already from the propane, which is smelly, environmentally unacceptable, and moved to lead acid, which is also has its environmental problems of acid drip and requires extensive water maintenance and so forth. So all the larger fleets around the country are very keen on the attributes of lithium. We've already passed the scrutiny and piloting of some household names. So we're very anxious to accelerate our activity in the coming year.
Quarter over quarter, Flux Power Holdings has generated the revenues 30% or greater the last three quarters in a row. My guest today is Ron Dutt, who is CEO of Flux Powers Holding. In closing, Ron, is there anything that you would like to get out to the listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, I think I've had a number of people say, I mean, I've been at this for the last 4 years, taking our technology that was used for automobiles and applying it to industrial equipment. And it's very exciting to see the reception in the marketplace for this, that the time is right. The large lead acid companies are now recognizing that the time is right, and that we are leading the charge in the marketplace on this. And it's just a massively big marketplace, multi-billion dollar. Europe is ahead of us on this, so it's not like we're developing something that really isn't vetted over there. So we're really on the precipice here of a very exciting future.
Well, you know, there's a paradigm shift. It's that simple. People are leaving the acid batteries and going to the lithium batteries, and you guys are in charge of that paradigm shift. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, Everett.
I want to thank Ron for coming on the show today. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months, and I wish you nothing but success.
Thanks very much.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.